Shalom, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא בתוך עמי.
Now, this is a lesson on the subject of I dwell within my people. We will read excerpts from the sources, starting with excerpt 9. You can find all of our texts on kabbalahmedia.info, as well as on the Galaxy platform. You can also send us questions live on kab.tv, some of which may be aired here during the lesson. I dwell within my people.
Yes. This is a very important point, what we will be speaking about now. It is actually the perception of reality, our perception of reality, the modern materialistic one by which the world develops through its evolution, according to science, according to what people think. This is how, what we were taught in the 20th century, that everything was created from the atoms and then it develops more and more, and thus this is our matter, our materialism and our perception. This is how we were born and we developed. And actually, if we will go to inner observation, histaklut limit of part one of the study of the Ten Sefirot, it says there that with one thought, this whole reality was created and emanated, and it works, and it is the essence of the action, and it is the hoped for reward, and it is the essence of the effort, the exertion. Meaning everything was created immediately from the Creator's desire. He is whole. He has no parts, no divisions. And he has no cause and effect. Rather, it is all revealed towards us from his perception, from his image, from his reality, which is entirely whole. And it was never settling or increasing or becoming established or developing through pieces in parts. All of these we're talking only with respect to the created being. And why am I giving you such an introduction? In order for you to understand that this is how we should relate to reality, that everything exists. There is nothing from here to the end of correction, and also beforehand, and before and after all of these points, that still does not exist, but rather everything exists in the whole of reality. It is whole, and the whole of reality and its wholeness, that is the Creator himself. And he just wants the created beings to discover him through some process that is that pertains to them, according to how much they are capable of and how much they want. They will go through the path in their development. It is called our inner, our spiritual development, our inner development. But actually what we discover is, as it says, and you shall eat the bread of old. Therefore, we need to change our perception. Those who are still in a materialistic perception, that everything is developing, it is highly desirable for us to depict it as we always envision to ourselves again the system of Adam HaRishon, that only it exists, and everything that exists and that we need to discover already exists in it, inside of the system of Adam HaRishon. And it was all broken and was hidden and it becomes revealed through pieces. That is all with respect to us, with respect to the person who attains it. But it's not that it truly happens this way outside of the person. Outside of the person, we have the light of Ensof, and it exists in a complete and constant manner. Again, I recommend to you to look at inner observation, you know, in part one of Tess, and there he explains these things to us. in a very clear, simple, and direct way, even though until we start to attain this simplicity, that takes time. So, it turns out that as a result of this picture, what does it mean towards us? So towards us, with respect to us, the difference between feeling myself as a part of the whole and feeling the whole is the difference between feeling myself as though I exist, which is entirely an imaginary form, and feeling that the upper force, the creator, exists. And he includes everything, and therefore everything is called, that's what the creator is called, or the system of Adam. When we already reach the perception of our creator, his revelation, then we are called Adam, because by then we become similar to the upper force. Or at least when we are called Adam or human beings, these are the parts that want to discover the complete form, so that they will be called Adam, the general system in which the creator is, and he becomes revealed in it, and this is how we should depict the whole of reality. It turns out, as a result, that if we don't look at ourselves as a system that is inside of this Adam, then we're not connected to spirituality. And we have no connection to godliness. That is, depicting to ourselves, or depicting ourselves all the time in the general system, that we exist in something that is round, that is enclosed, and it exists already, and besides that, nothing else exists. This actually is the beginning of our correct development. And the difference between the corporeal and the spiritual is this perception of reality, that either we perceive this reality as one that is developing, or that it is becoming revealed. There's a great difference here. If it is developing, it means that it is not perfect, not complete, and it is developing gradually through evolution, or it is becoming revealed to us, and we call that evolution also, but it is an evolution of the revelation of the complete, constant reality that was immediately created according to the Creator's will. As I just read, that with one thought, this whole reality was created and emanated, and it works, and it is the essence of the action, and it is the reward, the hoped-for reward, and it is the essence of the exertion, meaning it includes everything inside of it. Everything. This reality exists already, and we just discover it in relation to us, to the extent that we put in the effort to discover it, that is, through our equivalence of form, as much as we can discover this true and existing reality. Therefore, the difference between our perception, our egoistic perception, from the true perception, is in the way that we accept reality, perceive reality. Either we see reality as developing, and this is how we feel it, it's in the on the path of Beito, in its time, by the path of suffering, that perception of reality develops in us, and we discover it gradually this way, and then it seems to us that what we are discovering did not exist before, and with respect to us it did not exist before, and now it is becoming revealed, or we say, no, we need to perceive it in a different way, that we want to be those who determine our spiritual advancement, and therefore I need to say that everything depends on me and on my exertion, my correct effort. And therefore, I take this revelation, seemingly this development, and it is my inner development, and also I, as if, do not develop, I only discover inside of me these forces, these vessels in which, by which I can discover reality that exists already, and thus I advance. This is the difference between the false egoistic individual perception and the and our collective perception, our spiritual perception. And what else can I say? This is why, if we accept the whole of reality, that we exist in it, and it is general, and it exists in its entirety, and only through our effort, through our connection, trying to resemble that complete reality so that we will make ourselves as whole, that is, we will be connected, according to that, we will discover in which reality we exist. And by that, we will see a new world. And we won't say that this world we built it, or that it was born right now and it's becoming depicted to us, but rather we, by developing our desires, our qualities, by this we discover what exists between us, around us, inside of us, and it all depends on our desire, as much as it shifts through its development from a personal, individual desire, and it becomes more and more a collective social desire, and according to that we then discover that we exist in one huge social system where everything is interconnected, and we, according to our efforts, enter into a connection between us, and that way we discover a system that it is entirely interconnected. There is a great difference between how we relate to reality and to the extent that we arrange ourselves in the connection between us to build vessels or tools for the perception of reality. And then reality becomes from concealed, it becomes revealed. Well, let's start with Moscow 7.
Раф, вы сказали сейчас, что вначале мы хотим быть определяющими в духовном продвижении, все зависит в мере того, насколько мы делаем.
We want to determine to define that to the extent of our efforts we receive the correct perception. So to what extent do we need to ask the Creator to reach the understanding that...
Well, that takes a lot of time, and it depends on the souls. There are people who seemingly are ready to ask of the Creator, of the upper force. These are light souls, souls that are quite common. However, the heavy souls with a great will to receive, a strong and good future ahead of them, and they need to climb truly to a higher peak than the others, those souls are great souls and heavy souls, and for them it takes many years until they start to feel in general that they have some connection with the Creator, some relation to the Creator. After many years, they discover that, yes, in my reality, I depend on the Creator because their ego is great. They feel nothing more than their ego, and whatever does not enter into their ego it's not clear to them. They don't accept it as existing. So it turns out that these people need many years of development until they agree that the Creator exists and they have to turn to Him and they depend on Him. And it's not only in special states and incidents where they despair, but also in each and everything. They need to be connected to the Creator. There is no moment where I am detached from Him, but rather all the time I have to be dependent on Him. And this way they see themselves, and it takes years. And afterwards, they begin to see, and that too takes a few more years, they start to see that on every step on the way, every change that occurs in them cannot be without them being connected with the Creator, without them asking of Him, without them finding a connection with Him, even a non-realistic connection, one that is not revealed, but without relating to the Creator. So there is already some inner thread that is tying them to the upper force, which he is the foundation of the whole of nature. And then they begin by this to gradually become the partners of the Creator. Partners, the Creator doesn't need any partners, that is clear. And the whole of reality, as we read now, that in one thought, the whole of reality was created and emanated. It is all called the thought of creation. However, we need to discover it gradually. And everything depends on how much a person ascribes himself, relates himself to the whole of reality. And we can begin to be connected to the whole of reality, to connect to it, to work with it through the ten. Through the ten. This is why it is so important. So it turns out that if I connect to the whole of reality through the ten, that is the only correct approach by which I can see a uniform reality and the Creator inside of it, and I am going towards connecting and exploring this reality. However, if I do not relate to it in this way, that reality is entirely like the system of ten sefirot, or my friends, the group, the ten, then I have no connection, no relation to the true reality, and I am just thrown away from the correct observation, the correct perspective. I no longer have an inner look, an inner outlook, but rather an external outlook at reality. And then it turns out that unfortunately, I'm just running around for many years until I nevertheless, through the path of suffering, I reach the correct perception. Well, let's follow your questions and then we will see what we should do. Okay? All right.
Вот про эти тяжелые души я впервые услышал, что они даже как бы не слышат то, что...
Regarding those heavy souls, it's the first time I hear that they can't even hear that the Creator stands behind the...
But no, but these heavy souls, they want to attain the Creator. They are very much drawn to the wisdom of Kabbalah. They cannot let go of the wisdom of Kabbalah, even though they are between us, and they're kind of blocked, impervious. They can't really grasp everything quickly and correctly.
Еще вопрос. Вот хочется себя как будто бы занести.
Another question.
И оставить еще какое-то количество лет.
If you want to bring yourself closer to those heavy souls.
Вот эту зависимость от Творца. Но с другой стороны.
It takes a few more years to feel dependence on the Creator, but
that doesn't depend on you. What are you trying to dictate for yourself? The plan of correction? You should yearn each and every moment to be already at the end of corrections. This is what the Creator is expecting of you. And as much as you will succeed or not, that is not your business. But to be drawn to the end of the matter, that you must do from the very beginning.
Okay,
so that's exactly the question. How to diagnose if you have a heavy soul or if you're just lazy and...
You don't need to take that into calculation because you don't know. You just need to know one thing. I am making an effort so that in the very next moment I can be in complete bestowal through the friends to the Creator. What am I missing for that? That is all. If I'm not in this inclination, then I am in a materialistic, rational, egoistic, that is, perception of reality, and in a lie. Is that clear? Okay. Now we have Ita 4.
Rab, buongiorno. Rab, quando tu dici che tutto il mondo è già corretto fuori di me e sono solo io quello che si deve correggere.
When you say that the whole world outside of me is corrected already and only I need to correct myself.
So che è una cosa che la mia natura non comprende, chiudo gli occhi.
I get blocked by a wall completely. I understand that soul nature and I need to enter the 10 in order to connect with them, and there I find a barrier. Now yesterday you said that we're still not on the degree of praying to the Creator to cancel the walls between us, so how can I work with that? What's the right way to relate to everything you just said, given the fact that we still do not know how to remove those barriers between us?
The way is simple. I need to see the Creator behind each friend. He's standing behind him, and if I wish to reach the Creator, first of all, I have to reach the friend. I have to attach myself to him with one heart between us. And there I will discover the Creator. That is all. The way is very simple, very clear. It is right here before us. However, my ego is constantly deflecting me from this direction and it doesn't let me finish my effort, my exertion.
Рав, будьте добры, скажите, нас учили всегда, что не верь, не бойся, не проси. Да, в тюрьме всегда это правило.
We were always taught
однозначно правильно. Почему это?
Not to be, don't be afraid, don't ask. This is the law in this prison, which is the most corporeal version of reality. Why does fear allow us to ask things at the beginning?
You cannot turn to the Creator because you don't have the feeling that He exists. And there's a reason why it says that the Creator is behind the friends, that from the love of people to the love of the Creator. You cannot attain the Creator as such a reality, which is a force, if you don't know where this force can be revealed. The Creator needs to be revealed in some matter. And this matter, that is the 10. If you will start to put the 10 together out of your friends, then you will give the Creator a place where He is revealed. This is what is important. That place is called the 10 or the temple, Malchut. It doesn't matter, there are many names for it. But you need a place where the Creator can be revealed. This is why, well, think about it. How can you build a place where the Creator will be revealed? This is why it says that all in all, what we're learning is how to build a place, and the Creator is called makom, a place, because he is revealed according to the qualities of the place, the qualities of the friends. When I put, connect them together, and then all in all, the connection between them gives me the character of that place. And this is why I called the Creator according to that same form, according to that same intensity by which I'm able to connect the friends together. This is how it is, because He is revealed in them. Yud Kei Vav Kei. This is the revelation of the upper light that has no name inside of the desires that we connect between us in mutual bestowal to each other. Well, take it slowly.
Again.
Просите, что уже изначально у меня нету такого вообще
asking.
Нету просить. В жизни у меня нету такой функции просить. У меня есть страх.
There's no such function as asking in life. There is fear that paralyzes me, and I will never ask for anything of anyone. I know in my life that it's not good to ask for things. So what can I do with it if, to begin with, I have this barrier?
Well, this is very good in our material world, but that cannot be in spirituality. In spirituality, you have to bring the friends closer to you and bring the Creator closer to you, so much so that they will exist inside of your heart, inside of your desires. And then you ask. And there is no shame in that, there's no problem, but to the contrary, you do it, you're doing it in order to bestow to Him. The fact that you wanted to ask or didn't want to ask in your ordinary life, so in your hard life you were taught that asking will not help you. And even to the contrary, it might make others see you as lower, inferior, but in the group it is different. When I ask for connection with the others so that they will help me and I will help them, we are going towards a different goal of giving contentment to the Creator, coming closer to Him. So I'm not asking for myself. My whole inclination from the beginning to the end is for Him. It is built in such a way that if you check it from beginning to end, you see that there is nothing here that is giving you some kind of egoistic, bad connection. Don't you worry about it. Check it out really well, and you will see how much this system is an ideal system, truly.
Unity One.
Вопрос от товарища. Вы говорите о больших душах, которые придут к нам в систему, или они уже находятся?
You speak about big souls that came to our system, maybe they're with us in the lesson. And if the friend didn't come to the lesson, does it mean he has a big soul?
No, it's entirely, one thing is entirely unrelated with the other. We're talking about people who are yearning for the purpose of creation, and their way might be harder, more confused. It might take a lot of time. However, they're drawn to it and they're constantly in it. They're not letting go. They're not leaving the group. If they leave the group, then they disconnect themselves from the process. So that is unrelated to being a high soul. It's either that they don't want it, or more correctly, the Creator doesn't want them.
Киев.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот единой мыслью создана реальность. Как мы раскрываем, в каком виде эту мысль в десятке?
Reality was created with a single thought. So how can we discover that thought in the ten?
We should accept that the whole of reality was created at once from the Creator's will. And The Creator has no plan. Sometimes we say so because we're speaking in the words of people, but the Creator has no plan. According to the Creator, we, as he writes here, with one thought, the whole of this entire reality was created, and it in itself is the entire perfection that's a sought after reward. So everything already exists. So where are we? We're simply not suitable for this reality. It's like a baby who was born and he's in our world, but he doesn't feel it. He doesn't feel it. He really doesn't. So bit by bit, he needs to develop in order to feel where he is. This is how we discover the spiritual world, that we exist in it, but we don't feel it. And the entire wisdom of Kabbalah is about how to receive this reality in which we exist. This is why it is called the wisdom of Kabbalah. That's it. So let's try to help each other, because the more we're all connected to each other, the more we support each other. This way we accelerate our development in order to discover where we are. However, we are in the world of Ein Sof, in a reality where in the beginning and in the end it is the same reality.
But there's a desire, the friend in the ten has a lack. We connect those things together. Where does the thought in which everything was created begin?
That you want to discover the complete creator between you, the force of bestowal, the force of love, so that he will dwell among you. This is actually the thought of creation. That you will discover yourselves as connected as one man in one heart, in one body, one desire, one thought. It is all one. That's it. And we discover it upon all of the all kinds of obstacles in order to attain this thought, because we cannot, as we said many times, we cannot discover darkness without light or light without darkness. So we must accordingly discover the resistance, the conflicts, the collisions between us, and they remain in the posterior, the chawaim of each spiritual state. And this is how we discover the light, spirituality, a connection, love, until we discover the Creator. To the extent that you are discovering states that are anti-Creator, to that extent you discover Him. The states, the forces that are anti-Creator are called klipot, shells. This is why it is impossible to discover the Creator without discovering the shells, or how can we discover love without hatred? That is, the ego must be revealed in its true form so that it will stand against the Creator as the other side, as a copy, as the posterior. Yes?
Ну вот предположим, там есть помехи, которые не дают соединиться с товарищами, как вы говорите, клипот.
Let's say there are disturbances that don't allow us to connect with the friends, shells, like you say, but ultimately they manage to connect, to feel some love, connection between us, but you said that the Creator is something else in addition to that.
Yes, for the time being it is just his revelation in an earthly manner, as we call it, inside of the desire, but not above the desire. Not in faith above reason, not in the middle line. We have more and more that we need to climb towards the correct connection between us.
In building this place for his revelation, to what extent is the path of suffering mandatory in this development, and how do we mitigate it?
We need to keep everything that Kabbalists tell us to the extent that we're capable of, gradually it opens up to us more and more. And I also speak each and every day about all kinds of discernments that we have to discover ahead of us and to try to keep them between us. And this is how we will advance. That's it. We have a path, a track, a plan, and we're going accordingly. We have conditions that never existed in humanity. We already exist in an era where the entire Kli that the Creator had created is now in motion towards the correction, towards connection. And this is why we just have to keep it, to try each and every day to see these things in a way that between us we're getting into action, entering this common action. Itatu.
Buongiorno, Rav. Se la realtà legata ai nostri sensi è un'illusione, mentre la realtà è...
If the reality that we sense with our senses is an illusion,
nella decina troviamo
if reality is
di congiunzione fra queste
the existence of the creator and the quality of bestowal, then only in reality we can find a connection between bestowal and actual reality, or is there anything here outside of the ten?
Well, I understand that I see that you have a computer, right? You look into the camera and you can see us through the screen. You can replace that picture in the screen and see other pictures there, right? It all depends on how you manipulate your vessels of perception. And it's the same with us. We can be in all kinds of different states, all the way from here to the end of correction. All of these states have come down upon us from above downwards. And then accordingly, we have to climb up on them. And that is all of our work. The wisdom of Kabbalah teaches us how we can climb on the ladder of degrees. That is all.
Bulgaria.
Здравейте, Раф. Ние учим, че зад всеки другар стои Творецът. Когато играме по отношение на другар,
we learn that the Creator stands behind each friend.
И къде остава трепетът пред Твореца?
When we act towards the friend, does it mean that we're acting towards the Creator? So where is our fear of the Lord?
But I'm acting towards the friend that I wish to love him, but I'm still not capable of it according to my qualities. But I do act in a good way. I'm acting for my benefit and also his benefit in approaching the Creator, coming closer to him. The way that I act towards the friend, I'm also acting towards the Creator, because there is none else besides him. I simply see the Creator who is before me in all kinds of different manners. Let's say 10 friends. So I see before me 9 friends. And I want to relate to them with love, with giving, with connection. I, as Malchut, am relating to my first 9. In such a way, when I'm drawn to them and through them to the Creator, that the Creator exists behind them, the Creator is behind each and every friend, in such a way, I am drawn to the 10. I attach my Malchut to the first 9, and in such a way I seemingly raise my prayer, my Chozer, reflected light, through the first 9. And this is how I can relate to the Creator. My friends are not instead of the Creator. They simply present to me certain conditions through which I can relate to the Creator.
Барур.
Is this clear?
Дорогой Раф, можно ли я тоже задать вопрос?
Ну, давай.
Мы говорим о виртуальной связи. А какое изобретение нужно, чтобы духовная связь...
We speak about virtual connection. What needs to be done so that the spiritual connection between us and the Creator will be endless?
It has to be above the restriction that you will perform above your whole, your entire ego that is becoming revealed and a screen and reflected light. Then you will create a spiritual partsuf, and from this spiritual partsuf you will already capture, you will print within this partsuf your whole relation to the Creator as reflected light and the Creator's relation to you as direct light. And then that direct light and reflected light will clothe in one another. And by this, you will determine that degree, your state. You have reached through an embrace with the friends so that the Creator is revealed between them as inner light. That's it. Let's hope that we will reach it. Okay. All right, Be'er Sheva.
Boker Tov Rav, Asiriya Olamit.
Good morning, Rav, World 10. You mentioned that we live within a closed system, within the desire. So that's the materialization of the method. Now, in order to continue to a different dimension, to feel the Creator outside of the will to receive, that's a parallel system. So how do we move between these systems? It's like a transition to a new world.
Well, it is a transition to a new world. That is true. From self-love to the love of people. And inside the love of people to the love of the Creator. That is true. These are two systems entirely different. In our system, it is a false system, which is built only in order for us to distinguish the advantage of light over darkness. This is why we exist in a system that truly does not exist, the egoistic system. The Creator created it. I've created the evil inclination only so that out of it we can discover the opposite. But there is no more of the darkness, but only in order to discover the light. So let's continue and discover it.
Can I ask another question, please, with your permission?
Yes, quickly.
How do we shift that form of work? What we know in the corporeal world doesn't work there, doesn't apply. So how do we transition these thoughts, these energies? How do we shift to a new heartfelt connection between us in the new system?
Even now you're passing everything through energy, through thoughts, through desires, even now. It just seems to us that we communicate between us with all kinds of corporeal relations between us, but it is all spirituality. However, this spirituality is hidden behind the corporeality. So that we will not think that we are already in spirituality. We need to discover it by ourselves. Latin 7.
Buenos días, Rab. Si todo viene del creador, existe una percepción
Good morning, Rab. If everything comes from the Creator, is there an incorrect perception of reality?
No. There is always a correct perception of reality. However, the question is this the desirable one or not the desirable one? This is the difference. Now, too, I'm in a perception of reality, which the Creator actually creates within me, makes within me. However, I disagree with that state. Does it come from the Creator? Of course, there is none else besides Him. However, I disagree with it. I want the true reality. My relations with the Creator should be such that they will reveal the Creator's true attitude towards me. And Kabbalists, who have already gone through this path, they tell me that the Creator's attitude to you is an attitude of love. you will discover it, and then you will feel the truth. Okay, friends, well, let's move to PT2. Hello, Rav. With respect to the perception of reality, we heard that the only correct approach is to look through the 10. Now, our life is full of all kinds of incidents in reality. Can you explain what does it mean to look at reality through the 10?
Only through the friends. Only in a way in which I'm connected to them. That's how I relate to my spiritual inner life, my upper life. If I don't see through the 10, the connection of the 10, then I see an external world which is egoistic and false. Now, if I look through the 10, I'm at least aiming towards the Creator. I'm oriented towards the Creator, because the Creator stands behind this whole 10. And then Israel, the light or the Torah, and the Creator are one, meaning that I'm Israel and the Torah, the means by which it is revealed to me, that are aligned, and that's how I reach my implementation, fulfillment, rather.
Okay, when I work inside of the 10, this is clear, but can you make the work more precise? I have family, I have work,
I don't want to get into that, Gershon. I'm tired of all these things. You have a family, you have your work. Fine, you do that. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
No, I'm not talking about this, Rabbi. I'm trying to understand the correct approach. How can I look at the whole of reality through the eyes of the 10? How do I make the whole of reality into a vessel that serves my work in the 10? Can you make work more precise? That's what I'm asking.
I work in the 10, and that's my spiritual work. Besides that, I also have various works I need to do in this world, as this world determines. And I have no choice. I have to do the work that the world demands I do, and no more than that.
And how do I also ascribe this to my spiritual development and my work with the 10?
If you do it for lack of choice, meaning that you must do it in order to go on existing in this world, because this is also something you received from the Creator that you must do, then you do it. But you don't search for the Creator behind those people you work with over there, because you'll get confused there. Later it will come, but for now, no. Now you have to work to do your work and everything that you do the same way as everyone. But what do you add? That this too you received from the Creator in order to be like that, like everyone else. But other than that, you have a group. And in the group, you have to invest yourself in spirituality with the Creator. And also you have a family with which you live in such a way where it's, let's call it half of this world and half of the spiritual world. It's in the middle, depending on the extent to which you receive support from there. But the mainstay of your work is in the 10, and that's it. We're done with that. Nikolai Vsochi.
Главное во всей реальности помнить, что и хорошие события, и плохие.
The most important thing in the whole of reality is to remember that the good incidents and also the bad ones, whatever they are, somehow I have to keep it in the back of my head that the most important thing in life is the 10. So the question is, you say that we will discover reality through the 10, from one end to the other. How can we not see this as egoistic reception, that I think of myself as a special person? I'll start to see things this way. And
don't open these things up to yourself. Don't think about it. You're still millions of kilometers distant from that. So don't think about that. Think about the actual reality you need to work with right now. That's it, full stop.
во всех драматических событиях, главное,
is it correct to hold the 10 in all of these dramatic situations? It's mostly to remember that the most important thing is the 10?
Yes, that is correct. But it's not that using the 10 you want to cover, hide all the unpleasant things in your life. You want to be in both because you receive it all from the Creator and you're not running away from any state. Safon 2.
Rav, how can we format ourselves correctly towards the spiritual reality?
As is written in Rabash's articles, period. Petah Tikva 24.
Ed.
Yofi.
Nothing? Good. What?
You meant that in the approach where there is evolution and Darwin, that's incorrect. Did I understand you correctly? So, what we study, there's also an evolution of the desire. We say there's coarseness, it starts from Shoresh, and this actually means evolution. So, the question is, in short, is this a corporeal? Is Darwin a corporeal translation of this, or should we relate to it that the four phases were created at once, and the world was created, and men always existed?
Reality doesn't develop by itself; it's only being revealed individually to each and every person, and in a general way, is the whole of reality in which we are. Look, I don't want to confuse all of you. It seems to you that you're in a big human society on planet Earth, within a universe and various other systems, but this is all, it all seems to you that way. It appears to you in your perceptions. But how it truly is, you will later discover. For now, you can't even imagine it. And with Darwin and everything we talked about, listen to the lesson again and listen to what I said. I don't have the time or energy to repeat it.
Dear Rav, our friend is asking, you talk about heavy spirits in 10. How are we going to feel it as 10 so we can help them?
You all simply need to continue as before and to be patient towards each and every man, each and every person in the 10, so long as they don't violate the rules of the 10. But if a person has a difficult character, well, that's not so bad. You still need to hold on. Each and every friend in the 10, if he's inclined towards advancement, then he's a friend of ours. That's all. Peter 1.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Вопрос из аспекта реальности. Говорили, что в меру продвижения меняется картинка иллюзии.
You said that according to our advancement, the image of reality changes. That illusion, our imagination, is it capable of changing this picture?
No, completely not. All of our imaginations, everything we envision and imagine to ourselves, that will not help us. We can be assisted only by the connection between us, by increasing the connection between us in the tens. Czechoslovakia 2.
Good morning, Rav.
We have a question from Dotan. We are trying to connect with our friends, but it's far in a material level. So how can we move from the material level to the spiritual level? This effort, how to move this effort from material to spiritual? Thank you very much.
The more you improve your corporeal connection between you, you come closer to the spiritual connection. The one grows within the other. Niv, maybe you should read something.
Rav, we can read also the excerpt with one thought if you want, or to continue with the document, we are in the subtitle, the relative value between the individual and the collective, excerpt number 9.
Read
the single thought there.
The entire item from Bala Sulam's title and the entire item 8, or?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Okay, so reading from Tess, Inner Observation, is the Klut Limit in part 1, first volume of Tess, item 8. In Hebrew, it's page 16, study of Ten Sfirot, first part, Inner Observation. The entire reality was emanated and created with a single thought. It is the operator. It is the very operation. And it is actually the sought-after reward and the essence of the labor. Item 8. Before we delve into the explanation of their words, we must understand his thought in creating the worlds and reality before us. His operations did not come to be by many thoughts, as is our way, because he is one, unique, and unified. And as he is simple, so his lights extend from him, namely, they are simple and unified, without any multiplicity of forms. As it says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. You must therefore understand and perceive that all the names and appellations in all the worlds, the upper and the lower ones, they are all one simple light, unique and unified. In the Creator, the light that extends, the thought, the operation, and the operator, and anything the heart can think and contemplate, are in him one and the same thing. Thus, you can judge and perceive that this entire reality, the upper ones and the lower ones, as one, in the final state of the end of correction, was emanated and created by a single thought. That single thought performs all the operations. It is the essence of all the operations. It is the purpose and the essence of the labor. And it, by itself, is the entire perfection and the sought-after reward. As Maimonides explained, one unique and unified.
Meaning that this thought, we need to absorb, we need to enter into it so that it formats us, rebuilds us, fulfills us, and we will think and we will feel only inside that thought. There is no more than that thought, and the thought is called the thought of creation. That's all, a program according to which everything exists and is maintained and is connected with the whole system called Adam. And that thought we attain, we want to exist according to that thought. Turkey 3.
Good morning, dear Rav. Question from Maita. What should we take into consideration in the group when we're trying to reach a connection between us? What should we prioritize in our intention?
The connection in the ten needs to be revealed in each one individually and in everyone together. And it needs to provide you with a feeling of unity. Unity. That's all we discover ultimately. Also in Histaklut Pnimit, part one, he explains to us that the attainment of unity is our goal. And how do we attain unity, which is one single and unique, and as the Rambam explains there, the great sage, he explains it, saying that in order to attain the unity, to feel, we need to feel that we're in complete separation between us first, in opposition. And that this opposition between us helps us, as the advantage of light out of darkness, to attain unity, and the essence of the unity is the essence of the Creator. Well, Kiev.
Rav,
you said that this thought that we attain in the ten, it formats us. In which way exactly?
It acts upon us, orienting us, arranging us, calibrating us. You can say that also. Calibration, yes? That's what it does to us. So that we begin to think like the Creator. From the will to receive, I come to the thoughts of the desires to bestow. Well, Niv.
Yes, so where should we continue from?
Nine, item nine, which you read.
Okay, so we are in the document about I dwell within my own people, subtitled the relative value between the individual and the collective, excerpt number nine from Bala Sulam. We must thoroughly know the proportional value between the individual and the collective. That is between the individual and the collective that the individual lives in and nourishes from, in both matter and in spirit. Reality shows us that an individual cannot exist in isolation without a sufficient number of people around him to serve him and help him provide for his needs. Hence, man is inherently born to lead a social life. Each and every individual in society is like a wheel that is linked to several other wheels placed in a machine. This single wheel has no freedom of movement in and out of its, in and out of itself, but continues or moves with the motion of the rest of the wheels in a certain direction to qualify the machine to perform its general function. And if there is some malfunction in the wheel, the malfunction is not evaluated relating to the wheel itself, but according to its service and role with respect to the whole machine.
Shilot.
Questions.
Kulanu nimtzaim.
This means that we are all of us in a finalized connection. That's how it was created, but it's revealed to us only by way of corruptions, so that we want to discover ourselves as interconnected, interdependent, helping each other, working in a single system which is completely ideal and integral, so that we want to be in that. And then, from the darkness, we discover the light, as we say. And then that's how the system is revealed, in that way, with our agreement, according to the agreement, according to the desire and inclination towards correction. And the correction is only in us. We don't need to correct anything, anywhere, except for our perception.
Maestro, buongiorno. Questo articolo, però, può anche nella vita materiale ha un senso.
Ma nella vita spirituale, quando noi cerchiamo di dare, it has a certain meaning in the corporeal life, but in spiritual life, when we want to give to the ten, what does it mean that the machine is malfunctioning and the entire system doesn't work? How can we understand this in the ten?
You can see your ten. Is it corrected or corrupt? It's still corrupted. And you need to try to arrange it such that it becomes corrected. So the Kabbalists give us all sorts of examples, advice, rules, according to which we need to correct the connection between us. And then we reach a state where we are in contact with the Creator here. We ask of Him to make corrections on us, and we see if these corrections are realized in us or not. Is He connecting us together or not? And so, by wanting to establish these relations between us and to correct the system, by that we actually begin to enter into contact with the Creator, as I turn to Him and I ask, do this, do that, bring us closer to each other, and so on. We are in increasing connection, contact with the Creator. And that's what's important. And it's not about the extent to which we connect together, but rather it's about the extent to which we need the Creator and connect to Him. That is actually the whole issue. And then we come to a state where we seemingly correct the connection between us, but in actuality we discover that the Creator exists, that He is the force that determines everything, and everything depends on Him, and we need to ask Him for everything. And me, that's also, it's not me, but what He dictates to me, and also my attitude towards the friends, and the friends' attitude towards me. It's not me and them, it's all of it the Creator. And then we see that only the Creator exists in the whole of reality, and there's none else besides Him. Hebrew 10.
Thank you, Rav. I don't know if you answered this question already, but my question is very simple. How much darkness is needed in order to be consistently, permanently in a connection with the Creator?
There needs to be total darkness so that we can set a total light, complete light above it. Moscow 7. Can't hear you. I can't hear you.
No. Dima спрашивает, что когда вы говорили про воображение, что значит?
Dima is asking when you talked about rejection. What does it mean to depict this picture? Sorry, when you spoke about imagination, you answered the friend from Peter about how to imagine it.
I don't remember what it's about anymore. Never mind. Let them go over it again and think about it. But all of you in Russia have bad connections today. We can't hear anything you're asking, you're saying. We can't hear you properly. What's going on there? I don't know. Everyone has, do everyone have proper microphones? I don't know. Niv, another one.
Exit number 10 by Bala Sulam. In our generation, when each individual is aided for his happiness by all the countries in the world, it is necessary that to that extent the individual becomes enslaved to the whole world, like a wheel in a machine. Therefore, the possibility of making good, happy, and peaceful conducts in one's country is inconceivable when it is not so in all the countries in the world, and vice versa. In our time, the countries are all linked in the satisfaction of their needs of life, as individuals were in their families in earlier times. Therefore, we can no longer speak or deal with just conducts that guarantee the well-being of one country or one nation, but only with the well-being of the whole world, for the benefit or harm of each and every person in the world depends and is measured by the benefit of all the individuals the world over.
We're coming closer to that. Let's say you see with this virus that the whole world now suffers from, the whole world sees how all the factories are in decline, collapsing, the connections between nations, the supply lines and everything, it's not known what will happen. Later, when we calculate and see what we lost, we will see that we lost everything. So what's happening with us? We will reach a state where, let's say, somewhere we will discover that there's a source. The source of the pandemic. And the whole world depends on that place because some disease, some virus can spread from that source. And then we'll discover something else elsewhere, and again something else elsewhere, until we discover that we're all interconnected and we have no choice but to accept the fact that we're all a single system. And we will need to make a connection between all systems of healthcare and supply all over the world and be concerned for the whole world together, because so long as there's someone in the world who is sick, who is suffering, I cannot be confident that I will be fine. And I'm saying this egoistically, not with respect to the Creator. This is what humanity will discover. So we will receive more of the recognition of evil in the connection between us, and that is now increasing more and more. And we have no choice but to understand that only through a good connection between us we will discover a good, safe life. And if not for that good connection, then we cannot be certain of what will happen tomorrow.
Ita 4.
Rab, vorrei farti una domanda su quello che hai detto prima, che è stato letto questo concetto.
Rab, I wanted to ask you about what you said earlier.
Io vorrei.
When you said that we should always ask of the Creator. I always want to ask of the Creator, but this reality keeps diverting me. And I'm trying to ask, and I forget about it, so.
So the Creator did that deliberately, so that this reality will hide him from you, so that you will need to discover him through reality. Yes?
No.
Well, so what's the question? What to do? You need to discover him. That he establishes reality, and reality doesn't hide him, rather it reveals him. How? Try to reveal the Creator inside of this reality as the one who is manipulating it all of reality.
It's the Creator manipulating it. It's not that He hides behind it and you need to find Him. No, you need to see Him as the power that moves the whole of reality. That's how you get through the recognition of evil to the Creator. That's why He created reality this way. Alright, friends, let's continue to next part, maybe. Tess?
Move on to the next part of the lesson and let's sing first.
I don't believe in myself, but I believe in you. I'm falling into myself, but I want to draw to you. Cause when we can stand together above our frozen hearts, I'm sure the light will come and make things right. We are the parts of the one man body, we are the soldiers of the light. We're gonna break these walls together and let the love free our minds. We're gonna burn like fire, fire in the one desire. Love is stronger than the dark side of life. Nothing else besides light, light and love, love and light, light. In the end, there's nothing else besides light, light and love, love and light, light. In the end, there's nothing else besides light. No matter what we're called in our winding path, always watch your back. So let's just stand together. I'll hold you in my arms, and suddenly the light will come and heal the heart. We are the part of the one man army. We are the soldiers of the light. We're gonna break these walls around us and let the hope fulfill our lives. We are the part of the one man army. We use the guns, we hold the tears. We're gonna break these shells around us and let the light come back. We're here. We're gonna burn like fire, fire in the one desire. Love is stronger than the dark side of life. Fire, fire with the one desire. Cause in the end there's nothing else besides light. Don't believe in myself, but I believe in love. Love and light, light. In the end, there's nothing else besides light. Don't believe in light and love, love and light, light. In the end, there's nothing else besides light. I don't believe in myself, but I believe in you.